squirrel that runs on the ground.
Oh yeah.
And that's something.
And you run around and go up in the tree.
Yeah.
No, what I have
is that they on the ground?
Right.
We don't have them to stay on the ground. No, not just stay on the ground. Either stay on the ground, pick them up, bang, when you get your feet done, then you go up the tree. We got the nest up there.
We think we have it.
Uh-huh.
But I forget what it's called.
And how about different kinds of frogs? Would you describe those?
Well, out in the creeks, what you call a bullfrog. And out on land, we have just a frog that hopping frog. Of course, that bullfrog hops, but he jumps way out there. And this frog, you know, is just seen on land, sometimes dry land. That bullfrog ain't seen nowhere but near water.
And do you have a little frog that's up in trees?
No.
Frog up in a tree.
It may not be a frog. what I'm thinking about is something that sings. It's up in trees and it sings, and they say that when it sings, it's going to bring rain.
What is that?
What is that?
I'm trying to bring to get him hollering, it's going to be rain.
Is it a katydid? Do you remember? I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about. I'm going to rain. I hear some kind of katydids or some kind of...
Frog, darling.
Some frog calling. Frogs. To get frogs.
All kinds of names.
Yeah.
I've heard peepers.
Yeah,
I
don't know whether they'd give him a name or not.
His rain, I hear a story.
Rain frog.
Candy deer or these bees or something.
No, but these frogs, whenever it's in coming on up in March, you hear them back there. Down yonder, where? He said he's hollering for rain. A lot of people, but that's all I've heard him say.
Mm-hmm. And hard shell things that are in water?
Tappins. Oh no, they're not direct in water.
Tappins don't stay in water, do they?
Yeah, but not in, you know, they stays out from where water is. I don't know whether that's what you're speaking about or not.
See, the terrapin's on land, then?
They're on land.
And what looks like a terrapin, but he stays in water?
Let me see. Oh, a turtle.
That's just turtle that's in the
turtle
water?
Turtle just stays in water.
Uh-huh. And did that come back to you, the thing that used to be under flower pots?
Snail.
I thought that was what it was.
I'm wondering if you turn over a rock that's in a creek, do you ever find something that's bigger than a snail, and he's always in water? If you turn over a rock. Under a big rock, you may find some people eat them. About this
snails,
I think this is bigger than a snail.
Is it? I can't get it up.
Some people call them crawdads. Crawfish.
Crawfish. We call them crawfish. You reckon that's what it is?
Yeah, but people ain't supposed. I've heard them say that some people eat them crawfish.
Crawfish stay in the water, don't they?
Crawfish tails.
I see.
But I've never known people. I've heard people say that some people will eat them crawfish tails.
What is a bullfrog? They eat the pokey tail legs.
Yeah.
Those frog legs are supposed to be good. I never had any, but...
I have tasted them, but I don't.
Oh, you know, I suppose you are.
Put in white.
We had some here. We got some. Somebody brought I tried it. I couldn't swallow it to save my life. It swelled in my mouth.
No,
it gives them a lot more meat than them.
They're expensive.
Yeah, meat is just as white as cat feet.
Oh, yeah, and they're just so pretty and white like a picture. Mm-hmm. So brown, but after fish, you couldn't swallow it. You know how to take meat and swell, you can't swallow it.
I'd like to switch now to other things that you used to eat.